Hey, this is Dimitris, the Curious Tangiero. My goal is to bring more people to tango and more tango to people. Today, we're going to discuss the order of learning things in tango. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying there is one correct way to learn tango and all the other ways are wrong. All I'm saying is this. This way did miracles for me. It worked for me. So listen to it. Take it with a pinch of salt and forget about it if you think it's not for you. If you haven't followed the podcast yet, look for the follow button. It's free, it's fun. You're going to learn many ways to improve your tango. Let's start. I learned this from two wonderful tango teachers, Sara Gerdan and Ivan Terrazas, whose approach to learning tango I love. They are able to merge the ability of leading almost everything with a sensation of depth and connection, but in a position where our bodies are free and we are both the leader and the follower, responsible for our own movement. Connection and freedom at the same time. Personally, I love this. So here is what I learned from them. When we dance, many things need to come together, but we cannot practice all those things together. We need to practice them one by one, since this is how our brains and our bodies work. So all tango boils down to are two words for all tango, energy and direction. To be able to dance focusing only on those two, which I understand that you don't fully perceive or understand right now, we need to clearly understand and embody four elements. One, body mechanics. 2. Geometry. 3. Leading and following. And 4. Dynamic energy work. First, we need to understand the body mechanics. What does that mean? It means how you connect your body parts with each other. How you move your body front, back, side. How you rotate. How do you do straight steps? How do you do rotated steps? These are things you can practice alone, so you have no excuse not to do it. I studied those in person and online with Sara and Ivan. As long as you understand how the body is supposed to move, you'll be able to practice on your own. And this can have a huge effect in your dance. Number two, then you need to understand geometry. Geometry simply means this, in case you're afraid, in case you were never good in math at school. It means this. How do we relate to each other in space? For most people, fixing geometry will be the biggest leap forward in their dancing and will solve many issues simultaneously. If you cannot clearly answer questions such as, where do I need to step for a back ocho toward a certain direction to feel most natural? Or maybe, where and how do I need to step for my partner to do a smaller step than me? If you cannot answer these kind of questions clearly and justify them, then you might want to look into the geometry of the movement. You might have gaps there. Understanding of the geometry can help immensely when it comes to heroes, making previously hard steps feel completely natural. Number three. Leading and following. This involves understanding types of movement. Leading with axis versus leading with power and when to use each one of those. It is a wonderful world that I also barely started discovering. Now, the main premise is this. 95% of the tango dancers only understand how to lead with their axis. You know, you move your axis and then your partner's axis move with it and this is how we dance. And even this way, most of us have a very superficial understanding of it. Only the top 5% understand how to lead with power and how to switch between the two styles of leading during each step, switching between leading with axis and leading with power. And this understanding is one of the main reasons there is such a big gap between advanced dancers and the top professionals. What we in most milongas call advanced dancers, you know, usually they are the best dancers of the milongas, right? But then you compare them with the top professionals and you can see the huge gap. This gap has to do with understanding, in a big extent, the difference between leading with axis and leading with power, and being able to switch during each movement between those two. Number four has to do with creating dynamics. All right? It's the ability to create dynamics in your dance. All right? I don't have enough to explain about this yet. All right? Maybe in a future podcast, I can actually record more when I get to understand it a little bit better. Now, the beauty of segmenting your learning process in those four areas is that it gives you clear ways to fix mistakes. If you feel unstable during a movement, you can ask, was my instability caused because of my body mechanics or my partner's body mechanics? So let's review the elements of body mechanics. You go one by one, okay? So how do I connect with the ground? How do I create the back wall? How do I create the front wall? How do I arrange my shoulder blades, my chest, everything, right? So you go through that checklist. If you don't find any mistake there, no? Good. What's next? Was my instability caused because of wrong geometrical placement in regard to my partner? Let's review the simple and complex geometry of the movement. No? Good. Geometry is good. What's next? So, was my instability caused because of unclear leading and following or unhelpful dynamics? You get the idea. This way, there are no mysteries left in the world of tango. No movements that we feel like, oh, I don't understand how to lead it. Even if you cannot lead it yet, you will know why you cannot lead it yet. And this is powerful. I hope that was useful. For more free tips, join the Curious Tanguero newsletter. And if you want to support the podcast, please go to Amazon and buy the book When the Embrace Whispers for yourself, your tango friends, and your non-tango friends. It is a heartwarming novel about Sarah, a woman yearning for more beyond the ordinary. Her life takes an unexpected turn when she discovered tango, and that led her into a world brimming with passion and self-discovery. It's a story about love, loss, friendship, and the courage to pursue your heart's desire. The title, once again, is When the Embrace Whispers, and it is for tango dancers and non-tango dancers. Look for it on Amazon. Also check for links and emails. They should be somewhere around this content. Hugs and stay curious.